Welcome to Shabbat Shir number 1549. We're learning today Lilinishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravar and Zizel. Lilinishmas Blimabas Ramosha Lirafur Shlemi Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so we're trying to finish up. I just want to go through a little bit the sugya of Shtari Adyaitis, in other words, reading bills, statements, these various different type of things on Shabbos. Again, not the moving part. The moving part falls under the muksa, but it's just a pashut reading. So we established the fact last time. Some want to say two different ways of looking at it. Some want to say it's the saying, the problem is mentioning, say, reading it with your mouth. A lot of times a person reads something, right? And even in English, a book or whatever, and they say it with their mouth. And then there's reading it, like scanning it with your eyes. So we said, Lamais, in both that today, Lamaisa, we don't read them also behistaklus. In other words, just even scanning it with your eyes as opposed to saying it out with your mouth. So either way, one has to be careful not to do it. V'yesh oisrim ayin, also la'ayin behem v'chein nehagim. So says the Sefer Klolim on page Kuf Nun. Excuse me. So, okay, even though you'll say, well, that falls on the hearer, right? It falls on the hearer. In other words, if I say it, so it could be v'daber dover, the isra v'daber dover we've been talking about. But if I do it with my eyes, just scanning it, so then we could say that possibly it's only hearer. So the interesting thing, he brings out first from the Mishnah Berurah, again, all found in the Sefer Klolim on page Kuf Nun. It brings from the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Zayin Sefer Kuf Nun Gimel, that's, if you're Ma'ayin, even just reading it, could bring you to whatever, it's going to bring you to these various, you know, back into the business world, so to say, something along those lines, which is a little bit hard to understand sometimes, possibly, depending what, when and where, depending on what you're looking at. So I think it's certain that not bring you back into the business world, but he says Shlaisa v'yitan din yonei hashtareis. So just real quickly to read the lesson again, Idi Efshe Kishema Ayim Shlaisa v'yitan din yonei hashtareis. So Mayri Kishiyadeh Mikvar Maksiv Bey. So then, even in such a case, one, it would be usher to to read. Okay, so it's sort of like along the lines of Mimsei Chefsecha. That type of a thing, like Lemaise, you know, when a person is looking at their inyanim, their construction, or whatever the case might be, so it's sort of like, they start to get into it, then, but this is Mimsei Chefsecha, a little bit, okay. But be it as it may, an interesting thing, he brings down the Dirusha does from Rav Nissen Karelitz, that he says, when you're reading these statements, or whatever the case is, again, we're not moving it, it's just, let's say, sitting on the desk, or whatever. For somebody just glances, oh, it happens to be a bank statement type thing. Okay, so whatever. So that's not the issa. The issa is mamash reading it, right? Even though you're not saying it with the words. So he brings down from Rav Nissen Karelitz that shame is that issa. That's just like a riya ba'alma. He sees it, whatever. He sees it's a bank statement. He sees it's a check. He sees it's whatever. He's not starting to read it, getting into details. So just doing that. That shame is the issa. That's not the issa. The issa is the reading it, because again you're getting into it. Oh, this detail, this amount, that whatever you're seeing over there in the statement, or in the bill, or whatever the case might be. Again, the same type of thing. Oh, it happens to be a bill from a construction company, whatever. Okay, so that's sort of like riba alma, but not to read it. The issa is the reading it per se, even though you're not saying it with your mouth. Okay, moving along. So Lamai said the word is glance. It's sort of like a person takes a glance, so that's not an issue. The question is the reading, the kriya. But he says, interesting that the Sefer Klolim brings down a very interesting thing from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So we understand from the Mishnah Berurah that a person, you know, puts your mind into these things. But Lamai said, Shulchan Aruch Rav says an interesting thing in brings down the Sefer Klolim Shin Zayin Sif Chaf Aleph, that hearer, Lemaisa, we're going to say that it's hearer, right? That it's thinking. So thinking, we know, is not a problem. If you read something, it falls under thinking. It's not talking. Hearer Mutter, he says, from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, hearer is Mutter Midina Rakash Eini Nikar. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, interesting thing, that which we said, that thinking is okay on Shabbos, I could think about a malacha, right? We try not to, but I could think about things that are also to do on Shabbos, I just can't say them, right? But that's only when it's kishena nikar, when it's not recognizable that you're thinking about the iser. That's very interesting. L'chol shemahar bedover, or iser, right? I think about this. I'll do this Monday. I'll do this Tuesday. Whatever, but I don't say it. So letter of the law, they say halacha lemaisa, it's okay. But when it's recognizable what you're thinking about and it's iser, that's a problem. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Al v'kashenikar shemahar bedavar iser. When it's, well, I'm reading a bill. Yeah, good. It's good. It's here. Good. It's thinking. But I'm reading a bill. But I'm reading a statement. Right. So that's iser. That's iser, and it's recognizable because I see the guy reading his bank statements, right? Right? You're reading your bills, you're reading your statements, you're reading checks, or whatever the case is. Even though you're not moving them, you're not doing anything. It's just mamash reading it, not glancing at it. We said just a person's mamash reading it, even without saying out the words. In other words, everybody could see that you're thinking into things that are not allowed to be done on Shabbos. No, nobody's thinking about and learning when they're reading their bank statement, obviously, right? You're thinking about how much money and what could be put there and how much you have and back and forth or whatever the cheshbon might be. Then he says, it would be aser gam hirer mishum mimse chefsecha. Then the iser of hirer would fall under the guidelines, like we said before. It would fall under mimse chefsecha, because this here is recognizable and it falls under mimsei chefsecha. So that's a very interesting thing, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.